How do you see this country with the depth of his influence in this country? What's taught in public schools, or just the cultural conversation that takes place today, the political discourse, Bernie Sanders, you hear this worldview of the influence of people like Howard Zinn. How do you see the country ever thriving again after Zinn's influence? How can a country who loathes itself and its founding and is critical of its founders as racist and imperialist, how can that kind of country ever succeed again?
It's very hard to do that. As you mentioned, we see his influence and his way of thinking being played out in our politics. You know, back when Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and others were claiming that there were concentration camps at the border, right? That goes back to Howard Zinn. You have the left saying we should not even have any borders, eliminate borders. I think Bernie Sanders even says that. You have this idea that today the economy should just shut down and everyone should just be given a living wage and let's end capitalism once and for all. This is a great opportunity. I see a couple glimmers of hope. I'm hoping that parents have been forced to homeschool their kids. They're seeing what's in their kids' curriculum and maybe stepping back and evaluating that. Also, we're seeing the lies of Howard Zinn in terms of the virus. What we're experiencing now is a direct result of communism, of a communist regime that, like all communist regimes, does not value human life, and where rights aren't considered to come from God, but from the state. And so the state can do whatever it wants. China has been harvesting organs from prisoners and dissidents, and there are re-education camps and work camps, and there's constant spying, and neighbors are and friends are encouraged to report on each other. And of course, the government hid what was happening with this virus. So the result is death. There is always death that comes from communism. If you go through history, it repeats itself. And I saw a survey that said that two-thirds of Americans attribute the coronavirus or the Chinese Communist Party virus to communist China. They fault China for it. And, you know, someone said, well, that's not very good, only two-thirds. But, you know, I'm hoping people will wake up to really how bad communism is. And they need to remember that Howard Zinn's ultimate goal with his book and everything he wrote and did was to overthrow the American government and institute a communist regime in its place.